From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last spring, a musical called Passing Strange opened off-Broadway to rave reviews. It's written and performed by an indie rock musician who goes by one name, Stu. The show is a hybrid of a rock concert and a traditional musical. Now it's traveled a couple of miles uptown from the Public Theater to the Belasco for its Broadway debut. Jeff London has the story of Passing Strange.
Stu, whose real name is Mark Stewart, calls himself a rock and roll lifer. With his band The Negro Problem, he's toured around the world putting out albums of what he calls Afro-Baroque cabaret music. And the Public Theater was so intrigued by his songs that they commissioned him 4 years ago to write a musical. Stu didn't know what the subject matter was going to be. He didn't know how the story would be told, but he knew how he wanted it to sound.
Everything's
we knew we were going to invent something because we kind of knew this hadn't been done before. The goal being to bring the actual music that one hears in a club to the stage, not through some kind of theatrical musical theater filter. You know, rock musical, that term, rock should really be in quotations, right? Because it's not really rock music that anyone who likes rock music would actually listen to.
Stu wrote the show with Heidi Rodewald, his bass-playing producer and ex-girlfriend. She says the two of them, along with director Annie Dorson, began working on Passing Strange by sitting in a room talking.
It was as if we just played a show and we're hanging around and Stu's just telling stories. It was pretty nice getting paid to do that.
What emerged from the process, Stu says, is a semi-autobiographical musical. It charts the journey of a character, known only as Youth, from his middle-class adolescence in L.A., to sex and drugs in Amsterdam, to the tumultuous days in the Berlin arts world before the wall fell.
It's what I like to call autobiographical fiction, in that every single thing that's happening on the stage, I can point to something in my life, some kind of corollary, you know, that corresponds in some way. But was I in Europe when my mom died? No. Did the things that happened in Amsterdam in our play happen to me? Some of them, but not all.
It's your first time.
Does it show I'm like an ice cube gone to melt?
I hope you find yourself at home.
I like the cards that I've been dealt.
And how's your mind?
Oh, it's blown. It's a vibe I've never felt.
Welcome to Amsterdam, Amsterdam.
It's really just about the costs of being a young artist. It's a 46-year-old guy looking back at the things that he did and the values he had in his 20s, sort of when you're making that decision to really be an artist, you know.
Now if you think you're dreaming, pinch yourself and look around. Miracles are commonplace when you're on holy ground.
Some worship our hoes, some kneel before our hash.
Some pray to our Van Goghs, all yours for a little cash only.
Stu is on stage the whole time with his band and with six actors who play multiple roles. If the piece is about a young artist trying to find himself, find his real self, the same is true of the staging.
I'm not a fictional person on stage. I am myself. I am Stu. I call myself narrator because it's just boring to hear Stu all the time, you know, and to read it. So a narrator's fun because I'm narrating. I am, you know, it's a fun thing. But I am my real self, and the band is real as well, you know. And I think we even try to let you know from all the mask changing, I mean the real mask, human mask changing, not costumes, that even the actors are real.
Now in Beverly Hills they gave him chills, and South Central put his soul in the deep freeze. But she gave him her keys.
Director Annie Dorson suggested the title, Passing Strange, from a line in Shakespeare's Othello, a play in which a black man navigates in a white world. Othello, speaking of wooing his wife Desdemona, says, "She gave me for my pains a world of sighs. She swore in faith 'twas strange, 'twas passing strange."
The resonances of it obviously go far beyond the original source, and there's a lot of discussion in the piece about passing and what that means. Time passing, passing for black, passing for white. Passing for black is actually, I say that like it's a common idea, but of course it is not a common idea. Passing for white is the common idea, and in this piece it's turned on its head.
In Passing Strange, the character of the youth adopts a streetwise persona to impress his fellow artists in Berlin.
He sees that he can play on being black. He can play on the same stereotypes that he was trying to avoid back home. He can actually play on those and manipulate them and use those stereotypes to his advantage in Europe.
Do you know what it's like to be the object of oppression, living under police occupation in the ghetto?
He did not. His police-occupied ghetto looked more like...
Your friend Terry stopped by again in that brand-new Datsun 240Z. Now, he's making good money, and he's not even in a gang.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Know-It-All. Do you know what it's like to hustle for dimes on the mean streets of South Central?
Nobody in this play knows what it's like to hustle for dimes on the mean streets of South Central.
Along the way, the youth tries on a lot of different masks while looking for his true self. Director Annie Dorson says the youth would rather write a song about loving the girl than actually love the girl.
In every one of those crossroads, he chooses art. And he chooses art thinking that he's choosing life, you know, because as Stu later says, some of us feel like art is more real than life.
Too bad it takes so long to see. Construct. It's the raw nerve's private zone. It's a personal sunset. You drive off into alone.
Actor Daniel Breaker, who plays the youth, thinks Stu's coming-of-age story has universal audience appeal.
Which is a big surprise to see a mix of not just race, but also age and economic background, which is very exciting to see a big mix of people coming to see the show, and I think we want to put them all together. Put this Benetton ad of audience members together and have a rock show, you know.
Passing Strange opens tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear some of Stu's songs from Passing Strange at npr.org/music.